children evacuated from a steel plant in Ukraine. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Ukraine's deputy prime minister making the announcement. Women, children, and older adults evacuated from the steel plant in Mariupol.
It's the last holdout for some 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers in the city. Russians keep pounding the location. They want to finish them off by Russia's Victory Day celebration Monday, which marks the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II.
Fox's Greg Palcott. An increase in protests and concerns this weekend after a Supreme Court draft opinion was leaked, foreshadowing a possible overturning of Roe versus Wade by the High Court. Fox's Kevin Cork.
In Washington, concerns are so high that a non-scalable 8-foot-high fence has been installed just outside the High Court, a move that comes as a liberal activist group calls for the fight to be taken directly to the residences of the court's conservative justices, even going so far as to post online maps and directions to their homes.
Google appearing to remove the map posted by that activist group showing justices' home addresses. A statement from the Supreme Court condemning the leak, saying it will not influence the court's work, adding, draft opinions routinely are circulated and are not final. The vice president doing the commencement honors today at Tennessee State University, an historically black university in Nashville.
You will walk into the room and find you are the only person in that room who looks like you or has had your life experience. And at that moment, you must remember, you are not in that room alone.
Vice President Kamala Harris graduated from Howard University in 1986, another HBCU, historically black college or university. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
French President Emmanuel Macron was inaugurated for a second five-year term today. He pledged action to avoid further escalation of the war in Ukraine before going on to focus on promoting France and Europe on the world stage. It's been decades since a sitting president was reelected to a second term in France. Macron narrowly defeated far-right Marine Le Pen in a runoff on April 24th. Contract talks get underway in the coming week for thousands of West Coast port workers.
Talks between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association will affect about 22,000 workers at 29 West Coast ports. The current union contract expires on July 1st, with automation and its impact on jobs expected to be a major issue in talks for a new deal. Those ports are key links to trade with Asia, representing about 12% of the nation's gross domestic product. The ports of Los Angeles and neighboring Long Beach collectively handle more than 30% of all waterborne imports and exports in containers. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Call it the inflation vacation season, and Americans are having fun. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady in Las Vegas.
The casinos are bustling. The convention center here actually has more events on the books than they did in 2019, and it is about to be packed. And that's because airline bookings are soaring across the nation. Delta saw its best sales on record in March, and American Airlines expects business travel revenue to be 90% of pre-pandemic levels by the time the summer rolls around. And that trend is continuing when it comes to lodging. Airbnb seeing $1.5 billion in revenue last quarter. That's up 80% over the same period in 2019. Sure, some of that's due to inflation, but they also saw a record 100 million bookings.
The jump in the vacation economy is attributed to restlessness from the COVID-19 pandemic and the lifting of mask mandates across the country, with more businesses reopening. I'm Ann Carrick. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.